Our text again. If we take our text in all its beautiful simplicity, we cannot be mistaken as to the meaning, and the sequence is clear. Humility, submission, endowment. Sobriety, vigilance. A foe, a battle, a victory. Acknowledge your need of God. Having been saved by His merciful hand, now humble yourself under His mighty hand. He giveth grace to the humble, and you'll be endued with the strength of His might. There is a reason for this. You have a foe. He who all down the ages has relentlessly and tirelessly pursued His foul purpose now opposes you, and it is your life that He wants. He is the devil, not it, but he. Whom resist? Do not be careless or indifferent, and certainly not erratic. Take nothing for granted. Go about with your eyes open. Use them. Let nothing escape your notice. Scrutinize and test everything. Weigh all in the eternal balance. Count on God. Face the devil. Resist him, and he will flee from you. If someone else had urged you, you might well have hesitated, but since it is God who speaks, you have not to fear. He in whom you stand, by His grace, is impregnable. Do as you are bidden. Your triumph is guaranteed, because He who holds the world in the hollow of His hand is before you, behind you, above you, beneath you, and, best of all, in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. How to Resist the Devil. Insights in Spiritual Warfare by F.J. Perryman. Read by Joel Erickson. Revised and published in 2012 by Timeless Truths Publications. This audio recording may be freely copied for the furtherance of God's kingdom. For more audio recordings and literature, encouraging all to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, please visit timelesstruths.org.